Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the program. Coming to you live from South Florida with my brother in the studio. Brian, it's such a pleasure. We were talking about the old wines that we had the pleasure of enjoying at when we were at Burns Steakhouse.
Yes, we were.
A Gigondas. Well, we had a 2007 Gigondas at a French restaurant the night before.
We did.
And I was so impressed with a lot of folks don't drink much grown wine, especially wines that are this old. We started off with a 1979 Girosols Côte du Rhône. 1979.
And by the way, it's a crapshoot, you know, ordering those wines because they weren't built to live that long.
Less than $30.
Yeah. So we had guidance, and that's something that I think everybody should practice is using the knowledge of a sommelier because they want you to have good stuff.
Yeah, especially if you go to a nice place
like
Burns.
So then he said, well, you know, I'd try that 79. That's drinking pretty well still. And we got guidance, and we had great wine. It was amazing.
Well, and that wine was good. And I think when we first opened them both and poured them side by side, the Curaçao's Côte du Rhône and then the Pierre Anadeau Gigondas in 1981, we all kind of gravitated towards the Gigondas. But as they sat on the table for a while, they both opened up, and they were considerably different. I thought the Gigondas, the 81, was as good or better.
Yeah, I did too. And a point to be made, so you were talking about your wine class and how people are trying to figure out like whether they should decant the wine or not.
Yeah.
And honestly, a lot of times with an old wine like that, the answer is no. Yes, you could have sediment, and you have to be careful of that. But the problem is sometimes it dies. You know, it gets too much.
Whatever fruit's left will be gone.
It washes away, and now it tastes like water almost.
Yeah.
And inversely, a lot of new wines benefit from being decanted. And people get that kind of backwards.
Of course.
But then, of course, you poured Beth a glass of sludge.
It was.
At the end of
she didn't get to taste that wine. We tasted some pretty incredible wines. In addition to that, I'll tell you, the table sitting next to us was three businessmen, and they were happy to share some of their wine, like Brunello Giacosa Folletto Barolo, 1990. Oh, my God. I thought that was really good. And then we had Penfold's Grange, 1990.
That was sweet wine, and they were happy to share it.
Yeah.
I wish we had talked to them earlier.
Yeah. Well, we should have. We told them we should have drug up a table and had six at the table instead.
Yeah.
Just our four, but aging wine has its merits, and you don't have to spend a lot of money. You can have a $12 bottle and taste it, let it age, buy more than one bottle, have a case or a half case, and then 2 or 3 years into the journey, taste one and see how it fits, because the reality of it is a lot of people don't even know what old wine smells or tastes like, and then it's something that they don't desire once they taste it. They prefer their wines young and fresh and fruit forward.
And you were mentioning the great wines from Washington. And,
which leads to the wine of the week.
And I just want to point out one thing. Recently, I had taken a trip back in 04, I think, and we bought wine everywhere we went. And I recently opened one of those, and it was spectacular. And it tasted sort of like an old Bordeaux. It had the Bordeaux nose. And the thing that happens to the wine is it develops subtle nuances, which is different. And generally, not consistently, but generally, people think of American wine as being like fruit forward, a lot of bombs, you know, fruit bombs and stuff. And sometimes that's true, but when they age, that starts to mellow out.
Yeah, especially if you have a Bordeaux taste, if you know what that is, then you can start getting some of those. Well, the wine we've ended the evening with, which was a little overkill, but it's one of my favorites. It's from Spring Valley Vineyards. If you haven't been to Walla Walla and you can work a deal to go there, you should. It's a magnificent vineyard, family run and owned. This was Frederick, a Bordeaux style blend. It's 57 Cabernet, 13 Merlot, 22 Cab Franc, 5 Petit Verdot, and 3 Malbec. 14.5 alcohol, 20 months in 100% new French oak, or excuse me, 100% French oak, 50% new. And I thought this wine was an incredible example of 2014 is not a new wine, you know, but it is the current release. So it has a little bit of bottle age. It will age beautifully, but it was so big and so complex and had all those different things going on. It was almost unusual to have that after all that old wine that we had.
But it was good. And it was probably the most expensive of what we bought that day.
Well, yeah, because we bought cheap old stuff that they wanted to get rid of.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, not all cheap stuff. But.
No.
Anyway, that is the wine of the week. It's from Spring Valley. If you haven't heard of this winery, go to Jacob Liquor Exchange and talk to the pros and have them steer you to Spring Valley Frederick or any of the wines from Spring Valley or any of the wines from Walla Walla if you want to try something fun. I thought this wine was big and bold and blackberry, almond paste, licorice, vanilla, oak nuances. It was a beauty. You hear that music, you know what that means?
It's over.
Turn
out the lights.
Oh, man. All right, real quick, go to goodlifeguy.com. No, go to my Facebook page. We posted two recipes we're going to talk about. Marinated goat cheese with walnuts and
coconut shrimp with orange marmalade.
I'm Guy Bauer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.